we're doing Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We already got to the two dots, I believe, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. You see right here, the third line of the page, right there. Chutz Me Al Yedei Ger Toshav. So we said that a Jew goes to Galus when he kills another Jew, but when he kills a Ger Toshav, he does not go to Galus. And a Ger Toshav does not go to Galus for killing a Jew, but a Ger Toshav goes to Galus for killing a Ger Toshav. So says the Gemara, Alma Ger Toshav Ovid Kochavim Hu. From the fact that a Ger Toshav does not go to Galus for killing a Jew, and that a Jew doesn't go to Galus for killing a Ger Toshav, makes it sound like a Ger Toshav is just like an Ovid Kochavim, a guy. It sounds like we're treating a Ger Toshav like a guy. But then Ema Seifa, you read further in the Mishnah, and what does the Mishnah say? Ger Toshav Gola Al Yedei Ger Toshav. Then a Ger Toshav goes to Golus when he kills a Ger Toshav, which makes it sound like he has the laws of a Jew. It says Ger Toshav Gola Al Yedei Ger Toshav. So it would make it sound like he has the laws of a Jew. Big question mark. Why is that? Which is it? Do we treat him like a guy or do we treat him like a Jew? Amar Rav Kana Lo Kasha. Rav Kana says, not a problem. Kan B'Ger Toshav Shari Ger Toshav. Kan B'Ger Toshav Shari Yisrael. No, there's a difference. When he kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Galus. When he kills a Jew, he doesn't go to Galus. Meaning, apparently, when a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, it's too severe a crime to let him just get away with Galus. But when he kills a Ger Toshav, it's a moderate enough crime that we let him go to Galus and we let him get his kapara that way by going to Galus. So it didn't really answer the question whether he's like a Jew or not a Jew. What we're basically saying is, he has laws of Galus as long as he does a crime that's not terribly severe. So when he kills another Ger Toshav by accident, he can go to Galus. Ika derami kra'ya adadi. Some ask this as a contradiction between two psukim. Ksiv, on the one end, you have a pasuk that says, when it talks about the Arei Miklat, when it talks about these cities that protect people, it says, who are these cities for? Libnei Yisrael, Vilager, Vilatoshav, Bitocham, Tiena Shesha Arim. These six cities of refuge are for who? For Bnei Yisrael and also for? No, what does it say? For Ger Toshav. Makes it sound like a Ger Toshav has all of the dinim of an Ir Miklat. And then Uksiv, we have another pasuk that says, V'hayu lachem ha'arim lemiklat. That the Arim Miklat are lachem. What does lachem mean?
For you.
For you. Lachem v'lo legerim. For you and not for a Ger Toshav. So that's the question. It's a stira in the psukim. One pasuk implies that the Arim Miklat are even for a Ger Toshav. The other pasuk implies that the Arim Miklat are only for Jews, not for a Ger Toshav. So it's basically the same question we asked in the Mishnah, that it's a contradiction in the two lines in the Mishnah, but it's transferring this question to psukim. They have psukim that have this theory, you have psukim that have this contradiction. Answers the Gemara. Again, as I mentioned, how many approaches are we going to have over here to answer this contradiction? Three approaches. Approach number one. Amar Rav Kahana. Lo kasha. Kan beger toshav shaharag Yisrael. Kan beger toshav shaharag ger toshav. That one is by a Ger Toshav that kills a Jew. When a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, he does not get to go to Galus. When a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he does go to Galus. Urim Minhi, but I'll ask you a stira. Lefichach Ger va'ovid kochavim shahargu neharagin. We said that a Ger and a guy, meaning a Ger Toshav and a guy, that kill somebody, get killed. The implication is that whatever the halacha is by a guy, the same halacha applies by a Ger Toshav. It says a Ger Toshav and a guy. So the implication again is, whatever the halacha is by a guy, the same halacha applies by a Ger Toshav. Katani Ger Dum Yodovid Kuchavim. It says Ger Toshav together with Ovid Kuchavim. So it should be the same halacha. Ma Ovid Kuchavim Loshna Dekatal Bar Minei V'loshna Dekatal Delav Bar Minei Neharag. By a guy, it doesn't make a difference if he kills someone just like him, or if he kills someone that's not just like him. A guy never goes to Galus. A guy is always going to, what are we going to do to a guy who kills someone? He always can get killed. So, Af Ger, shouldn't we say the same by a Ger Toshav? Loshna dekatal bar minei, veloshna katal delav bar minei, neherag? That it shouldn't matter whether he kills another Ger Toshav or he kills someone else. Either way, he should get killed? Question mark. So essentially, the first answer, the first approach of the Gemara was that if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Golus. If he kills a Jew, he gets killed. Asks the Gemara, but that doesn't work because we have a Brisa that compares a Ger Toshav to a guy. And a guy always gets killed, no matter who he kills. So shouldn't the Ger Toshav also always get killed, no matter who he kills? How can you say that when a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he goes to Galus? We have a Brisa that says he's just like a guy. So says the Gemara's second approach. Amar Rav Chisda lo kasha. Kan shahargu derech yirida, kan shahargu derech aliyah. It depends if he killed. What does derech yirida mean? I'll take questions after. Derech yirida means in a downward motion. And if he kills in a derech aliyah means an upward motion. Derech yirida, if he kills in a downward motion, di Yisrael gali. Where a Jew who does that same crime, killing in a downward motion, what happens to a Jew who kills by accident in a downward motion? Goes to Galus. So Yunami Sagile Begalus, the Ger Toshav will also go to Galus. But Derech Aliyah, if he kills in an upward motion, what happens to a Jew who kills by accident in an upward motion? He gets nothing. He's Pater, the Yisrael Pater, Hu Nerag, the Ger Toshav will get killed in that situation. So again, we asked that there's a contradiction. One pasuk sounds like the Arei Miklat are made for a Ger Toshav. The other one says that it's not made for a Ger Toshav. And we said that a Ger Toshav is like a guy, he gets killed. So we said it depends. If he kills in a downward motion, he can go to a near Miklat. If the Ger Toshav kills in an upward motion, then he's going to get killed. Amalei Rava says, but that doesn't make any sense. V'lav kal v'chomeru? Shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer? Uma derech yirida, di Yisrael gali. If in a downward motion where a Jew would get galus, ihu nami sagi leba galus, we say that a Ger Toshav can also what? Go to galus. Derech aliyah, in an upward motion, di Yisrael pater, where a Jew would be totally pater, ihu neherag. We're going to have this guy get killed, meaning what the Gemara is saying is, what Rav is asking is, which is more strict and which is more lenient? The downward motion or the upward motion? Which one of those two is more strict? Are we more strict on the person who does it? In the downward motion, because by a Jew who kills in a downward motion, we actually punish him. We send him to Galus. But a Jew who kills in an upward motion, we don't punish him. He's pater. So why by a Ger Toshav would we say the opposite? He kills in a downward motion, you send him to Galus. He kills in an upward motion, you kill him. Why would we do that? Why would we be more strict in the upward motion? That doesn't make any sense. Ella, the Gemara says a third possibility. Ella Amar Rava. Be'omer Mutter. The case is that the Ger Toshav is going to get killed is where he killed on purpose because he thought it was Mutter to kill. If he kills by accident, he goes to Galus. But if he kills on purpose, and why would he kill on purpose? Because he thinks that you're allowed to kill. Then he's going to get killed. Then he's not going to go to Galus. So what do you see Rava holds about Omer Mutter? That Omer Mutter, we treat more like a Mazid or more like an Ones, according to Rava? Do we treat him more like a Mazid? He says we're going to kill the guy when he's Omer Mutter. Amalei Abaye says to Rava, Omer Mutter Anusu! What do you mean? If he's Omer Mutter, that's not his fault. It's completely out of his control. He had no idea. Amarlei Shani Omer, Rava says, yeah, that's what you think, but I say Omer Mutter Karav Lemezid Hu. I think Omer Mutter is more like a Mezid, that it's not like what? An accident, an onus. It's more like a Mezid. Big comma over there, let's just, main point over here. Three suggestions of when a Ger Toshav gets galus and when a Ger Toshav gets killed. Three suggestions. Everyone should get it down. Three suggestions, whether you did or didn't follow the whole Shakla Vitaria, everyone should get it down. Three suggestions of when a Ger Toshav gets galus and when a Ger Toshav gets killed. Suggestion number one is, if he kills a Ger Toshav, he gets galus. If he kills a Jew, he gets killed. So again, A, suggestion number one is, if he kills a Ger Toshav, he gets galus. If he kills a Jew, he gets killed. B, second suggestion was, if he kills Derech Yerida, then what? Galus. If he kills Derech Aliyah, he gets killed. Suggestion number three, If he kills Bishogeg, he goes to Galus. But if he's Omer Mutter, he gets killed. If he kills Bishogeg, he gets Galus. But if he's Omer Mutter, he gets killed. What's Omer Mutter? He thinks that it's Mutter to kill. So then he gets killed. So, good, that's the main point. But what we see over here is that Rava and Abaye have a fundamental dispute about the status of Omer Mutter. Rava says, Omer Mutter, that's awful. That's like amazing. How could you think it's Mutter to kill? How could you not do at least a little bit of research, at least read the Ten Commandments, and know that you're not allowed to kill somebody? That's awful. That's like amazing. And Abaye says, no, I think Omer Mutter is like an onus. It's like something that's beyond your control. It's not up to you. Ah, Shalom Aleichem. That it's not up to you. That Omer Mutter is beyond your control. Can I catch you in a few minutes? Which is like, yeah. Mom is right in the middle of something. Right? So I think, I didn't know you were coming home. I think that Omer Mutter is like an onus, that it's not like amazing. So says the Gemara, Va'azu l'tamayhu, that this machlokas, Rav and Abaye, matches another machlokas, the exact same machlokas, about what? What's the machlokas going to be about? The status of what? Not Keratoshev. We already finished with Keratoshev. The status of Omer Mutter in general. What's the status of Omer Mutter? Yeah, you said it, Shema. What's the status of Omer Mutter? D'itmar, we have the following statement. Let's say, kasavar behema. You go hunting and you think you're shooting at an animal. V'nimsa adam. But it turns out it wasn't an animal. It turns out it was a person. Or kanani. V'nimsa geratoshav. You thought you were shooting at a kanani, and it turned out that you were shooting at a geratoshav. So that's very similar to Omer Mutter. Why is it similar to Omer Mutter? It's not that you thought the halachas you're allowed to murder, but you thought that you're allowed to murder what you were shooting. So you're not really allowed to murder a kanani, but let's say the behema case. You're allowed to murder a behema. So you thought you were allowed to murder what you were shooting at, but it turns out you weren't because it was a person. Right? So Rava Amar Chayiv, Rava says that you're Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv? Because Omer Mutter is what, according to Rava? That's like Mezid. Omer Mutter, Karav Lemezidu. Omer Mutter is like Mezid. Rav Chista Omer Pater. Rav Chista says you're Pater. Why is Rav Chista going to say you're Pater? Because Omer Mutter, Anasu. When you're Omer Mutter, that's not amazing. That's an Ones. Good. That is the exact same machlokas. So the exact same machlokas about Omer Mutter between Rav and Abaye is machlokas between Rav and Rav Chista. Now the Gemara is going to bring two proofs, both from the story of Avimelech. Esve Rav Rav Chista. Rav says, I'll prove to you from the story of Avimelech that Omer Mutter is amazing. How am I going to prove it? Here's what happens in the story of Avimelech. The Pasuk says that Hashem tells Avimelech in a dream at night, Hincha meis ala isha asher lakachta. You are going to die for the woman that you took. Why is he going to die? He thought it was Mutter to take her. He thought she was Abraham's sister. Why would he die? What do you see from there? Omer Mutter is Mezid. My love bidei adam. Doesn't die mean that you deserve to die by in a court of law, bidei adam, by a normal human court, meaning you're like a mezid? Answers the Gemara, no. Lo, bidei shamayim. It's not a good proof. Maybe you deserve to die, it just means Hashem is going to kill you because he doesn't like you, but you don't really deserve to die in a court of law. Dekanami, and the proof that it just means bidei shamayim, that God's going to kill you, but it's not really that you're chayiv misa, dechsiv, because the pasuk goes on to say that mechato li, that you sin to me, you sin to God, not that you sin to man. So says Gemara, wait a second, you can learn from the word mechato li that it means that he's not chayiv down here? Ulutaymech, according to that logic, v'chatasi lelukim, when Avimelech says, I have sinned to God, lelukim v'lo la'adam, did he not sin to Avram also? Obviously he sinned to Avram also, he took Avram's wife. Whether he did it on purpose or not, he certainly did something that affected Avraham. Ella dino masula adam, hachanami dino masula adam. Now, even though he sinned against God, man is allowed to punish him for it. So over here also, says Rava, when Avimelech gets blamed and is told that he deserves to die, it means he deserves to die in a human court because Omer Mutter is just like Mezid. So proof number one, Rava says from Avimelech, we see from the fact that he deserves to die, that Omer Mutter is Mezid. Eisvei Abaye l'Rava, Abaye says, no, I'll prove to you from the story of Avimelech that Omer Mutter is Ones.
Why? Because Avimelech comes to Avram and he starts complaining to Avram. He has all sorts of tainas in Avram, and he says, "Hagoy gam tzadik taharog? You're going to kill an innocent person? What did I do wrong?" He says to Hashem, actually, "You're going to kill an innocent person? What did I do wrong?" He says to Hashem. And Hashem never responds to that. So it sounds like Hashem said, "You know what, you're right, I shouldn't kill you. You don't deserve to die." What do you see from there? That Avimelech did not deserve to die. And you see that Omer Mutter is Ones. Answers the Gemara, no. Hashem responded to that. Hasam kidaka mahadri lave. Hashem did answer him. What did Hashem answer him? Va'ata hashev eshes ha'ish kinavihu. Return the man's wife because the man is a prophet. Asks the Gemara on the top of Tesan Beis. How does that make any sense, that sentence? Return his wife because he's a prophet. Eshes navi huda tehadar, delav navi lo tehadar. If you take a prophet's wife, you have to return her, but if you take someone else's wife, you don't have to return her? That's not true. Ella kadam Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. No, but here's what was really going on in the conversation. What Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni taught us. Dam Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni amar Rabbi Yonasan, hachi ka amar lei. This is what God was really saying to him. Vata hashev eshes ha'ish, mikal makam. Return the married woman, because she's a married woman. She belongs to someone else. Return her. Udka amrit, and that which you claim, Avimelech, hagoy gam tzadik ta'arog, that you're totally innocent, and how can I kill you? So, halohu omer li achosihi, and you say, because after all, you're innocent, because Avram told you that she is his sister. Well, here's my response to that, says God. Navihu umimcha lamad. He's a very wise man. He's a prophet, this guy. And he knew he had to tell you that it was his sister because he learned from the way you were questioning him that his only choice was to tell you that it was his sister. And here's why. Achsenai shabali ir. When a guest comes to the city and he's accompanied by a woman, what's the first thing you ask a guest? Can I get you something to eat? Can I get you something to drink? Do you need accommodations? What's the first thing Avimelech asked? Whoa, that woman there, is she your sister or is she married to her? So, al iske achilo shtia shoal, and you're supposed to ask about food and drink. Also, klum shoal and also, klum shoal and also, ishtachazu achos chazu. Is it normal and proper to ask, is this your wife or is this your sister? Obviously not. So, Avram realized you had your eyes on her, so he realized he had to tell you it was his sister. Mikan sheben Noach nerag shoyilo lilmod velo lamad, and we see from this story that a guy gets killed for what he should have learned and didn't learn. If a guy doesn't keep the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach because he didn't learn about them, he still gets killed for them because he should have learned certain basic things. Main point number two on the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph: Machlokes Amoraim, whether Omer Mutter is an ones or a mezid. And again, you should know what all those terms mean, obviously. Machlokas Amarayim, whether Omer Mutter is an Ones or a Mezid. And we have proofs in both directions from Avimelech. Proofs in both directions from Avimelech. And it's a nice message on top about how, on the top of Mbeis, how Avimelech asked about all the wrong things. Right, but that takes us to the Mishnah, at least.